So you're doing your PhD now?
Yes, I'm working on my topic.
In Hungarian?
In Hungarian. I'm working in Hungarian.
And you're going to work, do your dissertation in Hungarian?
Yes, of course. Because the university is Hungarian. Mm-hmm. The publication will be Hungarian. And my topic is the reception of Darwinism in the 19th century in Hungary. How they accept it in the scientific circles, and how they accept it as a teaching topic. It was a long period, actually, 80 years, to accept it in the curricula. So it was a long process. And
it came through intellectuals?
Yes.
Did it come through politics? Or, I mean, ultimately it came through...
Politics and philosophy. There were great materialistic philosophers at that time, mainly in Germany. Büchner, for example. And there was a strong atheist materialistic influence on the whole country and on the intellectual circles. And the scientists in those times were very receptive. They accepted these ideas.
The Hungarian scientists.
Hungarian scientists, yes, because they followed the West, England and Germany. And scientists, a group of scientists accepted Darwinism, and they propagated it in scientific circles first. And it was a long debate, a social debate, for 80 years.
Is that something that they debated in, like, the Academy of Sciences here, and in the Science Academy?
Yes, in science journals also, but in usual newspapers and other field of social life. So it was an intense debate.
Hmm.
And there was an opposition first from the church, mainly the Catholic Church.
Uh-huh.
But later they accepted, they made a compromise.
Here in Hungary, you're saying?
Yeah, here in Hungary, but they followed the international trend.
But that was like in the 60s or 70s, wasn't it? Was it earlier?
Yes, I don't know when was the first...
That's what you're going to do your research on?
Pardon?
That's what you'll do your research on?
Yes, I focus on the education part.
Mm-hmm.
Because the whole topic is very wide and the period is very long, so I cannot cover all of the topics. I will focus on the education part.
What will be the benefit to Krishna consciousness?
I will see the process, how intellectual influence works in intellectual circles, what are the main channels to influence others, and when I finish the study, then I will try to make the opposite, to influence the science and other people with Krishna conscious or intelligent design ideas. Evolution is not true. And we will see. And there are some small results even now. In one Hungarian textbook, biology textbook, they mention that not every scientist accepts evolution. Evolution is not a dogma. So things like that. I think this is one of the results of our 10 years effort in Hungary to propagate this.
But will you learn anything new that you don't know up to now?
I will know the details.
Uh-huh.
I will know the details, and I think it will be useful.
And it's certainly very much an important field, especially Sariputta Prabhu has left, Sarupdhamma Dharma has left, so it's like Jutakarma Prabhu's, and you are the sort of main proponents, preachers of what Prabhupada considered to be his most important preaching. And uh, You said BBT is happy with your report?
Yes, Shesha Prabhu sent an answer and he was enthusiastic. It is a presentation on the internet, many pictures and few sentences, easy to read. So he liked it, and other devotees, Urmila Mataji and Harishwari Prabhu, they also gave a positive response.
You say Hari Sargu wants you to get involved with the planetarium design?
Yes, there will be exhibitions in the Vedic planetarium about Krishna conscious topics in a scientific style, origin of life, the creation from Vedic perspective, and deficiencies of the modern materialistic theories. And we will discuss how can we cooperate.
Yes, the Prabhupada wanted a very very comprehensive. He didn't just want the cosmology. He wanted science and all of Bhaktivedanta Institute to be represented there. Yeah, well, there's Rasaraj Prabhu. He's doing his quantum mechanic theory, which is very interesting. Did you have, you believe in evolution, Donovan?
What's that?
You don't know what evolution is? But, well, that's good. That means that, Krishna didn't create us, but we just evolved from lower species of life. Ultimately, that we came through, maybe even monkeys, to become human beings. What do you think the truth is? Now you can have your PhD. Yeah, Krishna created everything. So what were you going to say, Ishwara?
Pardon?
A question?
I don't have any more, but others have.
Well, that was that other one. The new atheist. You know?
I have a question.
That was in a different language.
Okay, I understand. So there is a a school of thought nowadays. They call it the new atheists. And they say the cause of every problem is religion. And we say the solution for everything is religion. So there is a debate, and they are strongly arguing using examples from the history or even nowadays religious arrogance. So how can we answer?
It's people see it as a strong argument because it's a fact that historically speaking there's so much chaos being caused in the name of religion that you can almost trace any historical upset to some kind of religious cause. Our answer will be that unfortunately religion is a very, very good political, economic tool that people can use because it's based on strong faith. And very often you can get, well, it's like if people think that they can get martyred, you can get them to do anything. But we disagree that it's real religion meaning to know and to love God, that's the cause of problems, but rather it's the small-minded people and the misguided people who use religion and allow religion to be used for all types of other causes other than to actually serve God, that have caused so much global chaos. And it's the same type of small-mindedness that the new atheists may also propound, because it's always based upon the problems that arise from the differences among people, such as the difference between the atheists and the theists, and now on the basis of that have further disagreement and argument instead of seeing what the scientific unity of people is on the basis of the common identity of the soul. You can't solve any of these problems, whether it be the misuse of religion or so many other issues that arise, until people come to this platform of common spiritual identity. Then men and women can stop abusing each other, animals can stop being exploited, what to speak of the planet being exploited, starting wars for all kinds of unnecessary purposes, and our whole consumer society would really be facing a existential challenge if people understood, I'm not this body, I'm spirit, soul. And without that science, which obviously atheists aren't going to like, but even if they want to be atheists who believe in the existence of the soul but don't exist in God, at least it can start somewhere. And without that, we're going to constantly be having all these disagreements. And that really needs to be the common basis upon which society, whatever type of religion they take up, or even if they don't want to follow religion, because otherwise we're never going to find anything in common, and we're constantly going to be arguing about anything and everything and about everyone, and torturing each other for eternity. So we would tell them, enter into a scientific discussion about the existence of the soul before you start looking, blaming religion as the real cause. Religion is not just like blaming guns, bombs, and airplanes for the cause of war. Bombs, guns, airplanes don't cause wars. It's the people who use them. And religion, unfortunately, happens to be a very good bomb.